Blackstone presents Misogynoir Transformed, Black Women's Digital Resistance by Moya Bailey. This book is read by Moya Bailey. From Mama and Daddy. We cannot sit on our behinds waiting for someone else to do it for us. We must save ourselves. Marianne Weathers, An Argument for Black Women's Liberation as a Revolutionary Force, 1969. Preface. Although I did not know it at the time, I started writing this book as an undergraduate at Spelman College. I was on the road to becoming a medical doctor when two things happened that made me shift course. I fell in love with women's studies, and I got international attention as one of the leaders of a small pushback on campus against the rapper Nelly. Both events profoundly shaped my thinking about the way Black women are treated in society and moved me to coin the term misogynoir, which in turn led to this book. As a first-year student from tiny Fayetteville, Arkansas, I was appalled when Dr. Beverly Guy-Sheftall told the Spelman College entering class of 2005 about Sarah Bartman's experiences as a human exhibit in Europe during the early 19th century. Bartman, a young Khoisan woman from what we now recognize as South Africa, was displayed throughout Europe to paying white audiences as an example of the animalistic and inferior nature of the African woman. Implicit in Bartman's display was a comparison between her body and that of the white women who viewed her. European scientists equated Bartman's anatomical differences with sexual deviance, drawing conclusions about her sexuality and subsequently the sexuality of Black women from her form. Her butt and genitalia were used to justify racist and sexualized violence, as well as the continued enslavement of Africans in the New World. Dr. Guy-Sheftall explained that the exploitative way Bartman's body was treated in life and in death was made possible under the guise of objective science, though what Bartman actually endured was objectification through scientific racism and sexism. In my first week at Spelman, before I had even attended a class, Dr. Guy-Sheftall had challenged my thinking by describing the differential treatment Black women experienced on a global stage. After that moment, I knew I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?